Before leaving his homeland, the Holy Father presided at a prayer service in the Cathedral of Freising, where, together with his brother and more than 40 other young men, most of whom had discerned their vocations to the priesthood amid the fire and destruction of the Second World War, received the sacrament of priestly ordination from the hands of then Archbishop of Munich and Freising, Cardinal Michael Faulhaber. 55 years later, outside the soaring Gothic structure of the cathedral, Pope Benedict signed the Golden Book of the city, and amid the thunderous applause and cheering of the gathered faithful in their thousands and thousands, received a miniature statue of Corbinian's bear from the mayor of the city. A legend, which Pope Benedict has several times used to interpret his own call to service as Bishop of Rome and head of the Universal Church, says that a bear attacked the first Bishop of Freising, Corbinian, while Corbinian was on his way to Rome to resign from active ministry as a bishop. The bear killed Corbinian's pack animal, and so the bishop saddled the bear and rode it the rest of the way to Rome, where he set the animal free. The Pope at the time refused Corbinian's request for retirement, and so Corbinian returned to lead the church in Freising and to continue the work of evangelization that he had begun. The bear to this day appears on the coat of arms of the Archdiocese of Munich and Freising. The sound of trumpets welcomed Pope Benedict to the cathedral, where he spoke especially to those ordained with him who were still living, and to the priests and deacons of Freising. After a brief liturgy of the word, a brightly smiling Pope Benedict stood to speak, saying those gathered to hear him could read his prepared remarks at home. The Holy Father improvised his sermon.
In dieser neuen Schönheit dasteht, in der ich hier in Bayern eingekehrt bin.
In his extemporaneous remarks, Pope Benedict said the ministers of Christ must in their lives achieve a balance between active service and the cultivation of interiority. Calling the balance to be achieved, a marriage between zeal and humility, the Holy Father said the motto of his visit, "Those who believe are never alone," is true for priests who, united to one another in their bishops, and through them all in the whole priesthood of the Church, must give their priestly brotherhood as a gift to all those who are alone and full of doubt.
Dominus vobiscum.
Pope Benedict then blessed those gathered for the service, and trumpets sounded once again as the Holy Father left the sanctuary and began to greet the priests and permanent deacons personally. The Pope affectionately shook hands and exchanged words expressing hearty best wishes with the five men present who were ordained with him on the Feast of Saints Peter and Paul in 1951. After a final pause for greetings and salutations, Pope Benedict began to make his way to Franz Josef Strauss International Airport in Munich. There, the Holy Father spoke his final farewell to the people of his native Bavaria and to all Germany. "I came to Germany," said Pope Benedict, "to bring once more to my fellow citizens the eternal truths of the gospel and to confirm believers in their fidelity to Christ, the Son of God, who became man for the salvation of the world. I am convinced in faith," the Pope continued, "that in Christ, in his word, we find the way not only to eternal happiness, but also to the building of a humane future, even now here below." Noting that today marks the 25th anniversary of John Paul II's encyclical letter on human labor, Laborum Exercens, Pope Benedict said the Church has always been led by the Spirit to look to the Word of God so as to be able to respond to new historical challenges. In taking leave of what he called his beloved homeland, Pope Benedict entrusted the present and future of Bavaria and Germany to the intercession of all those saints who lived in German territory. Pope Benedict said those saints faithfully served Christ and experienced in their lives the truth expressed in the words, which he said were like a leitmotif during the various parts of his visit. Those who believe are never alone. The beautiful strains of choral and instrumental music that we heard throughout the Holy Father's stay in Bavaria bore powerful witness to the truth expressed in the official motto of Pope Benedict's visit. During his visit, Pope Benedict celebrated three open-air masses in which well over 500,000 faithful participated. At each liturgical event, including an ecumenical vesper service at which leaders of the Jewish community were present, and in which Catholic, Orthodox, and Protestant Christians took part, Pope Benedict delivered a magisterial homily or sermon. The Pope gave major addresses in the presence of heads of state and government. at the university where for 8 years he was professor of dogmatics. Pope Benedict XVI held a lecture that is sure to be the subject of close and careful consideration by men and women of goodwill for years and possibly decades to come. At the end, every musical note that sounded, every syllable the Holy Father spoke, is contained in the simple truth the Pope proclaimed before he boarded the plane and flew into the bright Bavarian sky. Those who believe are never alone. From Bavaria, I'm Chris Altieri.